I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. On this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries, we're celebrating St. Patrick's Day, which we've never done before, but seeing as it lands on a Wednesday, I couldn't miss my shot to interview a local Irish band. Instead of doing a phone interview, I jumped on Zoom so we could fit everybody into the episode.
Hey, there's the boss.
Hi, Haley.
How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing all right. Doing all right.
The boss is Bob Midden. He's one of the founders of the group. But the rest of the gang is...
Well, my name's Mary Dennis.
My name's Chuck Boyer.
My name's Kathy Moss.
I'm Marty Brogan.
And all together they form Tori, a professional band performing traditional Irish music. A musical style they all grew up with, almost having identical stories in regards to how they found the music. It was played in the home, bands like the Clancy Brothers or Tommy Makeham.
For me, when I was youngster growing up, you know, my parents are both Irish heritage, and so I would hear the music, not necessarily the instrumental stuff, but more the songs, you know, the old songs in my home all the time, my dad especially singing these songs. And, you know, I just grew up with this kind of pride of being Irish and, you know, just from my parents.
Chuck and I are both from the old South End, which not all that long ago was an Irish neighborhood.
Yeah, my grade school's nickname was the Derby. Yep. You know, but the school was Cassidy, McHugh, O'Connell, Murphy, you know.
Yeah, I lived next door to my immigrant grandmother, and I never knew I had an Irish accent until my family moved to the Old West End, and the other kids said, "You talk funny."
It's about drawing people together. I think music and dance and culture and the arts are one of the most powerful ways for accomplishing that. It can help us recognize how much we have in common and help us create the bonds that really create a strong sense of community.
Community is such a huge part of the mission statement of Tori that they've even created a series of lessons. They call them the slow sessions, introducing new learners and listeners to Irish music.
So we started teaching people. How long ago was that, Mary, when we had our first slow sessions?
At least 15 years ago.
Yeah. You know, anybody who's interested in learning to play the music could come, and we help people become introduced to the simplest instruments in the repertoire if they didn't already have a mastery of an instrument, and help them learn the style, the techniques, and the tunes. Mary, you're teaching, you've started teaching someone right now, and how old is she?
Oh, right. I forgot about Beverly. Yeah, she's 78, and
78.
She wants to learn to play the tin whistle, which is
never played
a relatively
before.
Simple instrument, six holes, you know, you've got fingers, if you've got six fingers, you can play it.
Again, Tori thrives on that sense of community, but as you know, community has been difficult to create over this past year, especially for musicians. Tori has shifted to using Zoom to practice, with one member of the band playing their melody line, the other members muting their microphones and playing along in their own living rooms. It's been difficult and a challenge, as most of these musicians play in other genres and with other bands as well.
You know, being trained as a classical musician, I mean, you spend hours in a practice room, and so it's very solitary, and we've all been doing that, practicing our own parts. But then it's extremely difficult to not have anywhere to put that practice, obviously. And so, you know, like Bob was talking about, the Zoom rehearsals, which are not ideal, but it's given us something each week to work towards as we play somewhat with each other. We hope for a day when, you know, we will be able to play for audiences, and we miss that and we miss the playing. But I really feel like when that happens, and hopefully Bob's wish will come true, that there'll be more of a resurgence, because we've been so isolated that people will come out in hundreds and thousands to hear music at whatever kind of venue or concert it is. So, you know, people are so ready to do that, that I really feel like the arts will get rewarded, hopefully in some way, for this isolation that we've all felt, hopefully, cross our fingers.
So it looks like it's going to be another year where St. Patrick's Day celebrations might look different than they did in the past. In the meantime, Bob says that there are plenty of ways to celebrate your Irish heritage, even if you can't get out to see your favorite Irish band performing.
I believe that the most important part is participation, but you can participate in many ways. There are many aspects of Irish culture, history, and tradition. You can learn to tell stories. You can learn to recite poems. You can learn to dance. You can learn to play a tune or sing a song. And in Ireland in the 19th century, everyone was expected to do that. If you gathered in somebody's house, everybody was expected to contribute to the entertainment, to be part of it, to be involved. And I wish we could restore that sense, because I think that would make us richer as people and stronger as a society. That's what I would say, you know, to help people learn how to become part of it, how to contribute to it, and how to enjoy it with others. And whatever way works the best for them.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.